Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Bahamas warmly welcomes the Ecuadorian delegation. Ecuador has made significant strides in the field of human rights since its last UPR, despite challenges such as recovery from the earthquake that struck the country exactly 1 year ago. Further, the inclusive approach taken in crafting the national report and incorporation of supporting statistical data are commendable. The Bahamas recommends that Ecuador, one, continues to develop, implement, monitor, and strengthen policies to reduce rates of obesity and the incidence of NCDs. Two, increases access to quality education by indigenous and Afro-Ecuadorian women and those in rural areas. And three, introduces targeted strategies and labor market reforms to promote women's increased participation in formal sector employment, including by alleviating barriers to such participation. Among Ecuador's noteworthy achievements are progress in reconstruction and generating employment opportunities in earthquake-affected areas, increased participation of women in political decision-making, reductions in unemployment rates, including through targeted first job schemes, declines in pretrial detention rates, and continued championing of the rights of persons with disabilities. Further, Ecuador's conditional cash transfer program has been empirically recognized by a recent UNU merit study as contributing to the remarkable reductions of poverty and inequalities observed in Ecuador. The findings are indeed illustrative of the effectiveness of such initiatives in promoting social mobility, and we encourage Ecuador to share its experiences in this regard. We wish Ecuador every success in its UPR process.